And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, we began a discussion on how prayer cannot cause a non-Christian to become a Christian. First, an alien sinner is outside of Christ. Yet according to Ephesians 1:3, all spiritual blessings, which would include prayer, are found only in Christ. Second, an alien sinner's salvation is not predicated upon prayer. Rather, it is dependent upon what the New Testament calls the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and Romans 16:26. Here is what that means. In Acts chapter 9, we find the example of Saul of Tarsus, who was going to Damascus to persecute Christians. A bright light suddenly shone down upon him, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul cried out, "Lord, who are you?" Verse 4. And the voice said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting." Verse 5. Saul responded by asking, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" He was told, "Arise, go into the city, and you shall be told what you must do." Verse 6. In Acts chapter 9, verses 11 and 12, Ananias was told by God, "Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying." Here was a man, Saul, who had been waiting for Ananias 3 days and 3 nights, and who had been praying the entire time. This is the only example we have in the pages of the whole New Testament of anything even close to the so-called sinner's prayer. Yet Saul's prayers were not what saved him. Instead, he had to do something to be saved. In Acts 22, verse 16, we see Ananias saying to Saul, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Saul had to be baptized in order to have his sins washed away. Unfortunately, many today believe that by uttering the sinner's prayer, they will be saved. But there is no such prayer within the pages of the New Testament. Plus, the example of Paul shows us that even though he was praying, he was not saved until he obeyed God in baptism to have his sins forgiven.